A new year, a new me. 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 This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Thought for Today. A new year, a new me. Every time a new year dawns, we are given a suggestion that we think beautiful things about ourselves. We make resolutions. We make decisions that we are going to live a happier, better, more fulfilled, more fantastic, more satisfying life than we ever dreamed possible. And we can do that. And we can do that. But we won't do it unless we make a new you. A new year, a new me. So, what is this new me going to be? I had an email from a person who was having all sorts of difficulties. And they were saying that their life was just sort of all cobblycook. Not very fun at all. And the things that were happening in their life were just not rewarding. And they didn't feel very proud of themselves. Well, it's a new year. Time to make a new you, a new me, a new attitude about ourselves, about our life, about our world, about just who we are. Now, who are you? Who are you? Are you a beautiful, dynamic, fantastic, glorious person, or are you a pipsqueak or a nothing? It's up to you. Totally, wonderfully, beautifully, up to you. Up to me. So, years ago, one of my students was telling me she had problems with her parents. And her parents had been kind of tough and kind of unfortunate, and some of them were just really not very nice. And I said, well, rewrite the script. Rewrite the script. Look at your dad and see him in the light of the ideal father. Look at your mom. Look at her in the light of an ideal mother. Mm-hmm. Look at your family. Each one. Look at in the light of an ideal sibling. And that's not easy to do, but it's fun. It's sort of a game. It's a game. And you're going to pretend. Let's pretend that my dad was the greatest dad in the world. And what would the greatest dad in the world do? What would the greatest mom in the world do? What would the greatest mother in the world do for me? What would she be thinking for me? Well, she'd want me to be a lady. She'd want me to be a man. She'd want me to be super in whatever I am. She'd want me to be the finest person that I can possibly be. That's what she'd want. And she would encourage me in that direction. And sometimes it'd be a pain in the neck. Sometimes I wish she wouldn't. Sometimes I'd just rather be like everybody else and not be so special like she would like me to be. But as I persisted, or as she persisted, and I consisted, I was there in the show, I came out to be a very special person. And my mom never got the credit. All she got was a bunch of moaning and groaning from me, saying that I didn't want to do this and I didn't want to do that. And now that I'm grown, now that I'm older and look back and see what Mom went through, all the terrors that she went through with me, trying to get me to be the finest person that I can be, wow, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. If we all had people in our lives, parents, otherwise, who stood by us, who encouraged us to be our finest and our best, wouldn't we be happy about that? My goodness sakes, we'd be happy. Well, you can do that for yourself right now. You can have a new me right now. It's a new year. Let's have a new me. Now, what kind of me would I like to be? Now, I'm already whatever age I am, 5, 10, 50, 100, 1,000. That won't be a joke after a while. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. Now, what would I be if I were the finest whatever I am? Now, if I'm a man, am I the finest man in the world? Am I the man that likes myself? Not whatever my past was, whatever my growing experiences were, whatever things that it took me to sort of wake up. But am I the finest person I can possibly be right this instant? Now. And if I am, great. Am I the finest girl? Am I the finest woman? Am I the finest man? Am I the finest child? Am I the finest anything? Right now. I had a dream last night, and as I was dreaming, I was walking along my meditation path. And as I walked along the meditation path, I stepped off the path just a little bit, different from what I usually do. And there's a big old pine tree that I had never paid attention to. And then as I walked next to the pine tree, it was a little raised, and a little dog came running out from under the pine tree. He was very bedraggled. He was very bedraggled. He looked like he was the last rose of summer. And he recognized me as a person and nothing to be afraid of. And so he sort of came over to me right away. And he was all dirty and he was all abandoned in every way. And I picked him up and loved him. And I took him home. I took him to the vet and had him checked. He was all right. He just had a few little wear, tear for wear, but that'll repair. And so we fed him and nursed him back to health. It didn't take long because love does a wonderful job of bringing us into line with our highest and best. And so I decided, okay, that puppy could recuperate so quickly and so beautifully and so wonderfully and so greatly. What it was doing out there, why it was in that wilds, why was what had threatened it, what had hurt it, or who abandoned it, or how did it run away, or whatever happened, that's all past. That's not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is, do I love the puppy now? Do I expect the puppy to be complete and whole and perfect? Did I expect the doctor to give a good report? Oh, yes, you can bet I did. And he did. Now, in just that little way, I didn't think about where the puppy came from, what the puppy's background was, what the puppy had experienced before he came to be under that pine tree on our property. I didn't think a thing about it. All I thought was, hey, I'm going to renew that person. I'm going to take that puppy, and I'm going to take him to the vet and let the vet do what he will. And the vet said, he's just fine. Just a little word for wear, but fine. He'll be all right. And so I took him home, and with more love, in the now, I blessed him, never thinking once again of where he came from, what happened to him, and what was going on in his world. Never imagining the terrible thing that might happen, that might be in his life, but just seeing him in the now as an ideal, wonderful, whole and perfect puppy. The doctor said he was just fine, no problems. So I see him with no problems, and I see him gloriously and wonderfully. Now that little puppy had a past, and its past was kind of rough for it, but it has a now, and the now is very nice for it. And that's how I see me this new year. I see me as this little puppy that's been checked out, found to be perfect, found to be wonderful. And so it is. I have no reason to ever think anything else other than that puppy is fantastic and glorious and good, and that he's living in the now, and he's being in the now, and he's a remarkable now dog. Fantastic? Oh, yes. Wonderful? Oh, yes. Beautiful? Oh, yes. Is it done now? Oh, yes, it is. I am me in the now. A new year, a new me. Every moment I'm a new me. My young friend created her father new, her mother new, her brothers and sisters new, her world new. The puppy created itself new because there was no one to remember its past. Only what it is doing now, and it is being loved for what it is being now. And the puppy only knows love. The puppy only lives love. I only know love. I only give love. I live now. A new year, a new me. Hi, you too. Have a wonderful new year and know that it is just as wonderful as you make it now, as I make it now, and I make it good. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.